Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Corey Labounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, and also welcome to Radio Alabama. Coming to you throughout the state of Alabama and all over the Southeast, streaming on FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Mark Lassiter.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing well and staying safe out there today.
Good morning, Corey Labounty.
Good morning, Coach. Always a pleasure to join you 52 weeks out of the year on the Prep Sports Report.
You know, guys, one thing I want to talk about as we get started this morning, and one of the things that we have not spent a lot of time on because that's not what the kind of program we are, I want to talk a little bit about this coronavirus that we've got to talk about it for just a second. Kay Ivey has issued a statement where she is going to, I guess, what is the word? Shelter in place.
Stay at home.
Yeah. So we're going to shelter in place for the next 4 weeks. And I think the best way for you to find out any information on that is to go to alabamaal.com, and they will give you all the details of that. If you don't have a computer, you certainly can call us here at 251-343-0106. Now, let me make this real clear. We are not a news program, but we are vitally concerned. I mean, we are as concerned as people can be about this coronavirus. And we want you to do as we are trying our very best to do, and that is to shelter in place. As a member of the Recreation Board in Daphne, we have made some decisions to close all the parks. Up to this point, we haven't closed the tennis courts yet, but I think that'll happen very quickly. I tell you that to say that this virus can spread in so many different ways. We don't know all the ways it can spread. So if you have a question, you don't have access to a computer, you certainly can call us here at 251-343-0106. And I don't want to belabor, you know, I don't want to belabor that point. I really don't. But I want you to know that if you have a question, you feel free to call us here at that number. A lot of you out there are not, as I'm not very good at it, but are not technologically very good. But if you have a question, please you feel free to call us or text us here at 251-343-0106. In saying that, I want you to know also today you're going to hear numerous presentations by a few of our sponsors. We've been doing this show now for 18 years. We could not do this show without our sponsors. And one of the things that we're committed to doing here as a team here at PSR is keeping you abreast of what our sponsors are doing, what they can do and what they can't do. I think, and I hadn't talked to Corey and Mark about this, and I should, I think it's very important for you to know that our sponsors are doing what they can do to comply with everything that the government has asked us to do. They wouldn't be a sponsor of ours if we weren't. We're just not that kind of show. Today, there's a couple of restaurants that you're going to hear from, and I want you to know what they're doing, how they're staying in business, and how they're complying with the law. And you'll also hear from a businessman from Fairhope, Alabama, who will explain to you what he's doing and how he's complying with Governor Ivey's mandate. So while we are a sports show and we'll talk sports for as many hours as you want us to talk, but right now for us as a high school and a college really show, it's not a lot going on. There's just not a lot going on. So our conversations as we go through this today will be with people who are coaches, some players, to give you some kind of idea of how their life is moving forward during this time. Folks, plain and simple, this is something that none of us have ever been through. was reading an article about a flu epidemic, I think, in 1918, and they don't even know how many people passed away because there was no way to keep up with that. We want to be on the cutting edge of giving you any information as it applies to the mandate by the governor. And so in saying that, please understand that we might not have all the answers, but if you have a question, we want you to know that we're certainly here, and you can text us or you can call us at 251-343-0106. I will say this to you, because I do have buddies and myself who is an avid golfer. I think most golf courses are trying their best to comply with this law and still stay open. Quail Creek Golf Course in Fairhope has closed. And they will be closed until the mayor reopens that golf course. I don't know of any other athletic venue that is open, but I do know that most golf courses that I'm familiar with are open. So with that, Corey, you and Mark, Mike, you might want to add something. I just want to make sure that you know, as a team here at PSR, including Dalt and Phillip. Dalt is by far the most important part of this team because we don't get on the air without Dalt. We don't have commercials without Dalt. We just don't function. And probably he keeps us together and probably keeps us from going back and forth more than you can imagine. And we so appreciate him. But we're all doing everything we can to comply with the COVID-19 restrictions that the governor's placed on us.
You know, Rick, that's so right. And what part of the thing that I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of time to think this week. I spent a lot of time at home, we kind of sit around and read and do things. You know, there's a lot more to this than what this our show's about athletics. And it's about building kids up, communities up, coaches up, and not tearing them down. That's what it's our mission. If we look at what's going on right now, I've been reading a lot of stuff this week that came out of our high school athletic association that I've received from other coaches, stories I've heard about. I heard a story about Levi Wallace, which is pretty incredible. I'll share it with you later. But you hear all these different things that are going on, and one of the things that I remember came out from Marvin Chow at the high school athletic association he sent the other day was something about there's not much to talk about right now as far as athletically is termed, but what about what our teaching moments are right now? What are our teaching moments? What are our coachable moments? It's a whole different field of coaching, but it's something we talk about on this show every Saturday about being more than sport. What sport can teach you? What sport can teach me? What sport teaches us? All about it. The question is, what do we do during this time? How do we handle this time? How do we view this time, this uncertain, unprecedented time we've got in our lives? How do we handle this? What is something we can help? I can help myself, my friends, my players, my coaches, people I know. How can I help them during this time? See that there's more to this coaching than just putting people on the field and trying to make them score touchdowns or baskets. Those are things that are paramount during this time as we move forward. And we've got time to do it. It's not like we got a whole lot of things going on. My kids are in virtual school. I know they're having classes and doing that kind of, and they're working. But there's a good time for us coaches to try to help our kids and help our schools in a way that we've never done before. So I think there's some things in our show can do, Rick, that might can help that out and promote that.
One of the things, too, that was brought to my attention yesterday from a very wise man. He said, this may be something that brings families back together because – a lot of times we take a lot of things for granted. We're going to have to spend a lot of time with our families. And let me tell you, as a guy who's is single, my dog and I have spent a whole lot of time together. But I can tell you this, moms and dads, this is a great time to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, to spend that precious quality time with your children. It's a time to tell stories. It's a time to read together. It's a time to share biblical stories. It's just a great time to have fellowship with your family. I hope we can catch up like that. It's a great time to watch movies. Just a great time to spend together in fellowship with your family. We'll be back with more PSR, and we'll start talking sports when we come back right here on Radio Alabama and the Prep Sports Report.
CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR. You know, one of the things, and I think Corey really brought this to the forefront, we have a lot of coaches out there who have really want to celebrate their seniors during this time that we're going through. Chandra Young is the boys track coach out at Baker High School. And I'm sure that Chandra will have some young people that he'll want to highlight. And Corey, I want to thank you for really highlighting that with us, because there are a lot of coaches out there. I thought about Jim Tate and Pat Galley over at UMS, right, and at St. Paul's, and Jim Tate has announced his retirement. This is it for him, and what a shame that it's just unfortunate that he goes out at a time like this, because he doesn't get to coach his last team all the way through. We're just excited to have Chandra on with us, and we appreciate everything that he does for his team there at Baker. And I know he wants to highlight some of the people that they're going to miss their senior season. So, Chandra, it's awfully good to have you on, and we appreciate you taking time out of your morning to be with us here on PSR.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys having me here today.
Coach, talk to us about your seniors and give a shout-out, a senior shout-out to those seniors who had given so much in their 4 years at Baker High School and just had their season taken away from them. Give you this opportunity for you to give them that true senior shout-out.
Yes, I had a total of like 11 seniors on my roster for this season here. I had a chance to let 8 compete during the indoor season. And most of these athletes have pretty much been athletes that have competed year in and year out, roughly 3 to 4 years. I'd like to just say a few names, if you don't mind, if I could, because this season, you know, is very saddening, you know, that we had to go out this way. But, you know, they're deep in my heart, and they are so committed to track and field for Baker High School, and we're going to deeply miss these guys. And, you know, it's just quite a shame. But a lot of kids I like to first acknowledge was Carson Barlow, distance runner, Devin Nobles, jumper, Yuri Kalinsk. He was a mid-distance sprinter. Jaden Blackman, a thrower. Caleb Harden, distance runner. Lucas Baggett, distance runner, sprinter. Jaden Jackson, DeMarquez Williams, sprinter. Isaiah Dixon, sprinter. Traylon Daughtry, jumper. And Leo Richards. This will be his first year. He was actually a jumper.
Coach, when you talk about those 11 seniors that you've had an opportunity to get that bond with, you coach indoor and outdoor track and field at Baker, and you guys have continued to get better. I mean, you start looking at what Coach Dixon has done on the girls' side along with you on the boys' side. Baker track and field has started to become formidable, and you guys are competing for blue maps and red maps and have had some success in that. Talk to us about those contributions that not only the seniors have made, but your team and the growth of track and field at Baker High School.
Yes. many, many years ago, you know, I started coaching, and I got an opportunity to begin at Baker like 9 years ago. And I became a head boys coach 5 years ago. And one thing that, you know, I see as a big part of our success is just finding kids that are hungry, that want to work and be a part of something great. And that goes on the distance side as well as the sprint side and the throws or whatnot. And myself and Dixon have work together to put great athletes out on the track, and if anything, find the best events for these kids to compete in, because so many kids just think running track is all about being fast and whatnot. And I tell kids every year, it's not just about running. You know, it's not just about running, because, you know, I tell a kid, if you come out, you show the dedication, we can find something for you to do. And over the years, we've got kids to step up and just realize we can do good in Mobile. We want you to do well here, but we want to be contenders on the state level. You know, when we go to Gulf Shores, we let the kids know it's about business, not just a weekend to go to the beach. You know, you can go to the beach any weekend that you like. So we've been doing a good job at that, and we also built a great coaching staff where we have a few coaches that have actually been head coaches or assistants in other programs. I just want to highlight those guys. Coach Paris actually came over to Baker this year. He's been a great asset. Marcus Douglas, he's been a great asset. He came from Mayor G. Montgomery. And then we have Coach Aaron Moore, who helps us out a lot. This is his second year with us. His son was actually a runner at Baker. So we put a lot of things together, and we sit down in jail to make sure that we put kids in the best events, the best areas possible, and we tell them we're here to compete.
Coach, what are you going to miss most, or what advice did you and were able to give and reach out to your student athletes? That's something, it's a tough time not only for coaches, but for our young teenagers as well, especially, again, those seniors who won't have that opportunity to compete for that state championship or that school record or that individual record that they've worked so hard. What advice have you given them?
One of the biggest pieces of advice is I always stress the importance of academics. Academics first. When you put the words together, student athlete, the first word is student. Academics comes first. You know, I always stress, you know, you can't be the most successful athlete if you don't have great academics. I also tell them to put your education first, and if you want to be the best, you got to put in the time and work to be the best. You know, I always tell kids, don't settle for being good. Strive to be great. Anybody can be good, but who's going to be great? The people that are great are the ones that are always remembered and never forgotten. And, you know, I have a chance to tell the kids, this pandemic will pass, you know. Find ways to work out and train at home. Don't let this be an excuse to do nothing. Be creative while you're home, working out, doing whatever you can. I mean, you can't go far, but there are ways to be creative, you know. If you go back to my early years of my career as a coach, you know, I've always coached at a school where I never had a track. So, hey, you can be creative. Grass is great to work out on.
Shondre Young, the head boys track and field coach, indoor and outdoor at Baker High School, joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. He had an opportunity to shout out his seniors. He had an opportunity to give a little advice to the student athletes out there. And coach, just want to thank you so much for the heart and soul and the intelligence that you give to our student athletes each and every day, not only on the track and field, but in the classroom, and the bits of encouraging words that you've been able to share this morning. You know, I tip my caps off to the coaches as well, because you guys are there day in and day out planning and working and getting ready to try to achieve that goal. So I know it's been tremendously hard on you as well, but just want to thank you for all that you do, not only for Baker High School, but serving our young student athletes.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you being a part of PSR this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
You know, guys, when you think about this, and, you know, basketball got to play for their state championships. Think about all the spring sports. Those kids are just not going to get to play for a state championship, especially those seniors. It's done. And I think sometimes when we reflect back on this years down the road, what we're going to do is we're going to try to find a way to prevent this from ever happening again. And I don't know if there's an answer to that. I just don't. I don't know if there's an answer. I know the staff at the Alabama High School Athletic Association is, I mean, tirelessly trying to do everything that they can to keep everybody informed of the direction of where the programs in the state can go. And but, you know, it's just an unfortunate thing here that baseball – soccer, tennis, golf, track. What am I leaving out? I guess that's all of them. All of those young kids that play those sports won't have that opportunity. So that's sad to me. It's really sad, and it's unfortunate for those young people. So what we want to do here is we want to highlight them as much as we can here on PSR.
It's tough, Rick. It is. It's tough when you think about being a senior, not having a senior banquet, not having an opportunity to participate. You know, I saw Satsuma. Kudos to Satsuma. What they did is they took their banners and put them on the road going up Highway 43 so the public, as they're driving up and down, can see all those spring athletes who did not have an opportunity to compete. There are ways that we can continue to support our student athletes, class of 2020, and we'll continue to do that here on PSR.
Amen. That's good stuff. We'll be back with more PSR right here on Prep Sports Report and Radio Alabama.
The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town.
All right, welcome back to PSR and Radio Alabama. You know, one of the things, and I do want to mention this, there is an amazing golf show this on Radio Alabama, and right here originates from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama. And it is Danny Spivey and Randy Bergen have an amazing show every Sunday from 11 to 1. You'll want to catch up with that if you're coming home. Well, you can't go to church now. So, I mean, if you're not in church, if you're watching something online, maybe you'll slip over and listen to Danny and Randy on their golf show on Sunday from 11 to 1. But today is Danny's birthday, and we certainly would be remiss here at PSR. Friend of the program, got an amazing young man as a son who's going to be a heck of a golfer. But today is Danny's birthday, and we wish Danny happy birthday here from all of us at PSR and from FM Talk 106.5. We continue to highlight those seniors who are missing, you know, their senior season. Kelly Eubanks does a great job being a part of the Davidson High School track program. And Kelly, we appreciate everything that you do, and thank you for being a part of PSR this morning on this Saturday morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Coach Eubanks, again, it's just been a tough time here 2020-wise for not only head coaches, but for the student athletes, the graduating seniors of class of 2020, and I have had an opportunity to come up to Davidson a couple of times to watch you guys prepare and work out for this spring track season. And I know you were looking forward to it. Numbers were up at Davidson. Interest level was up at Davidson High School. But it starts at the top. It starts with the senior leadership that you all have. And I want to give you this opportunity this morning to give that senior shout out to the class of 2020 seniors who are participating in track and field at Davidson High School.
Absolutely. We had a really good group of seniors this year that was going to qualify for multiple events in for the state championships. Returning, we had Charles Wilson, who last year qualified for the 110 hurdles and also with triple jump. Daniel Thompson, I think he qualified for four events last year, you know, being at relays and the jumps. You know, we take a lot of pride in our jumping groups. And from the girls team, Kayla Baker, really strong work ethic, going to miss her tremendously. She's went in our weight training classes as well. You know, we're fortunate enough at Davidson to have most of our boy and girl athletes in a weight training class throughout the year, and that really benefits all sports. But there's just a few names, you know, to think about and give a shout out to. But the entire graduating class of 2020, you know, they were doing really well with all of our young freshmen that we had this year. You know, we had I think 45 freshmen sign up for track this season, and it was just a little overwhelming at first, but you know, it they turned out being very dedicated, very good kids, and our seniors did a great job helping teaching them.
It's not only being able to be taught by seniors, leading by example, Coach, but again, let's talk about Davidson and, again, the growth of track and field at Davidson. Davidson is a 7A school here in the Mobile, Alabama area, but I tell you what, when you guys get out there, the dedication that goes, not just when track season is able to start in or practice is able to start in January or February, but the time that is spent preparing, not only in the off season, but now that track season was getting ready to be upon us, talk about that preparation and what went into helping your student athletes get ready for this 2020 track season that never came about.
Well, you know, I can definitely cannot take any credit to making Davidson track what it is. Back in late 80s, early 90s, you know, Davidson was competing for state track championships. There are many 6A records, you know, because we didn't have 7A back then. Many 6A records that still stand when you go to the state championship track meets and Mr. Schollenwall is reading off the records as you know, people are coming up for certain events, you'll hear a lot of Davidson High School at it, you know. And so there's a rich tradition there that that we're just hoping to, you know, we just want to make Davidson proud and just give our best foot forward every day. And I think we had a really good group this year that was doing that, you know. They came to practice 4 days a week. For what little time we did have with them, you know, they were very dedicated, and so I had high hopes for this season. It's just unfortunate.
Coach Eubanks, do you have or did you have any advice for your student athletes? Because that's something that I know a lot of people want to hear. How are coaches and what advice did they give to their student athletes and their seniors, as well as their underclassmen and juniors as well, about missing the 2020 season? Because as coaches, I know here on the Prep Sports Report, Rick Cleveland and Mark Lasseter, all of us have dealt with adversity and how to try to overcome adversity when something knocks you down, how to get back up from it. But I know this is a situation that's unprecedented. And what advice did you give to your student athletes?
You know, it's funny that you say that. That's definitely a message that any coach will give to their athletes. You know, facing adversity is a big thing, you know, and this is just complete, you know, different times. You know, I don't think anybody's ever had to deal with anything of this magnitude. But, you know, just reaching out to the kids, letting them know that you're still here if they need you, you know, just, you know, definitely would just be phone conversations. But, you know, we're just kind of taking our leadership from the top, and whatever they're allowing us to do, we're trying to take full advantage of it. I've talked to most of the athletes and, you know, just making sure they're taking care of the feeder, you know, taking advantage of the feeder programs that we're doing. And, you know, food is being offered to any student under 18, you know, and making sure that they're all gaining access to the virtual classrooms that are going to be released, and just making sure they all can finish the year strong, or as strong as we possibly can.
Love that advice that you gave, Coach, and just want to wish you the best, because as a teacher and educator, we know you miss your kids as well. It's just not your track and field athletes. I know you have a special role at Davidson High School, and your role will continue to be enhanced at Davidson High School as these college coaches are searching for new input and for grades and ACT qualification scores. I know your role will continue to be vital to Davidson High School, but thank you for all that you do for our student athletes.
Thank you so much, Corey, and thank you all for having me.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it a bunch, and thank you for all you do for those young people at Davidson High School. You know, a couple of things did break this week, and I know that Steve and the staff at the Alabama High School Athletic Association released some things about the All-Star Games that are tentatively set. The football game, I know that week is the week of July the 15th. The football game is set, I want to say, for Thursday July the 15th. And, guys, Ernie Steele right here at McGill Toulon will be the head coach for the South. And I think Jeff Smith up at Walter Welborn right outside of Anniston and Oxford will be the head coach for the North. And we'll try to get some names, some people that have been selected from this area. But, you know, those guys are working day and night trying to make sure that everything is planned for this summer for all the activities that are going on and will be going on for those student athletes in case this COVID-19 is in somewhat relieved.
You know, it's just they have to plan for things they don't know if it's going to occur
right.
or not.
Yeah.
They have to plan for it. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to get ready, and they're not in that building. They're not
no,
all there.
They're not
day.
There. They're
you
not.
Know, so it's a very difficult thing that they're trying to do. They have, you know, I don't know if our listening audience knows how much of this, but, you know, we have committees
right.
for every sport
right.
that we have at our in our high school athletic association. They can't meet. And so that's they're trying to get with them to find out what is this committee doing and how can y'all get together. And I guess they're finding ways to do that. The committees themselves
yeah.
are to come up with a plan for all. I mean, I got a letter yesterday from David Hughes at Theodore for golf about some information about golf going through with still planning to have the golf tournament. There are dates. I think they stretched the dates to April the 17th
yeah.
to turn in for your spring sport athlete nominations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's what that was.
Right. But let me be real clear here now. That does not mean that there's going to be a high school state
no.
golf tournament
no.
because that has already been – that's over. We're not playing any state championships in spring
no,
sports.
No, no. Not state. The summer all-star tournament.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
North
I'm talking
about. Yeah.
North-South. North-South.
Yeah,
South.
And those are
I'm
things –
I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear.
Yeah, we've always – yeah, we have – all of us in every spring sport have been notified about making those nominations. I know Jamie Lee from the state office has continued to send out numerous – reminders for us to nominate those players that we have that are eligible for those competitions. Now, we have to do that. They have to do that in order to facilitate the need for competitors in case, just in case we have this. So that's something that, you know, as parents, you need to know that your child may be nominated to participate in an all-star game, but there is no guarantee that that'll be played.
And one of the things that I want to point out, too, is for the football game, the North-South football game, it is the only sport, I do believe, that has seniors, class of 2020 seniors, that will be participating. All the other sports have upcoming class of 2021 athletes that will be participating in it. So that's
right.
Maybe if they're able to play that game, that will be the last opportunity for the class of 2020 to go ahead and take the field on any sport.
That's
a very interesting fact that I wanted to throw out there as well.
Absolutely. That's a good point. Point well made, pal. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Radio Alabama.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
I hate to interrupt Chicago. I know, Mark, it just hurts your soul for me to interrupt those horns.
Saturdays in the park.
That's right. Won't be many Saturdays in the park for right now.
Not
that's
unless
for sure.
your park's in your backyard.
That's right. Hey, you know, I'm talking about one of my favorite people in the whole world is Margo out at Dreamland. He's a general manager there. And, you know, they have been working tirelessly with the new regulations that are down because of the COVID-19. And I wanted to get Margo on this morning real quick to just go over what Dreamland is doing, what they can do, what you can do as customers, and how they can be of service to you. Margo, good morning, pal.
How you doing, Coach?
Doing great, bud. And kind of tell us what's going on at Dreamland, what you can do, and what our customers can do to get to you so you can facilitate their meals.
We're doing curbside service where they just pull up, we take their order, we bring it out to them, and we take a payment. And they can also call in before they get there, give the make and color of their car, and call that order in, and we bring it out curbside and sell. But we also can do some caterings too if anybody's interested.
Yeah, Ray.
Get something delivered.
Yeah, Ray is all excited about doing some catering. I know, because he can get away and quit car hopping a little bit. Y'all got him working doing car hops and doing all of that stuff, and y'all are doing a great job. I've heard a lot of compliments. You know, we can always go get our ribs because of those guys staying open there. So now, is there anything that they can't get? I tried to get a little bit of chicken to take over to Mississippi last week, and I think you told me we don't have, or Vern told me we don't have any chicken. Is that right?
Well, we have pulled chicken.
Okay.
And I've been trying to get a little, like a little bit at a time on that split chicken. So it's good to just call and ask.
Okay.
We don't want to lose or waste anything. So we're keeping the order small, but we want to be able to serve our customers and keep everybody happy.
Well, Margo, thank y'all for what you're doing. And we want all of our listeners to know Dreamland is open for curb service and for carry out. And give them a call. And Margo, give us the numbers where they can get in touch with you guys.
That's 251-479-9898. And we are open from 11 to 7.
479-9898 from 11 to 7. Margo, thank you so much. Keep Vern in line, okay? Keep him in line.
All right, Coach, and you have a good day.
Take care. We appreciate that. Right, that's Margo from Dreamland. Tell you what let's do. Let's go straight to Zach from our favorite seafood place. I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't been here, if you hadn't had food from Cravers, Corey LeBounty's face just lights up, I'm telling you. If you hadn't had Cravers Seafood, you have missed one of the treats in the world. And we want to keep you informed on what's going on there as well. Zach, how you doing, pal?
Doing well, Coach. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing great. I know that we got some, you know, this is an exciting time, even though it's a tough time for a lot of folks. You guys at Cravers, both here in Mobile and over in Daphne, are doing some exciting things. Tell us what's going on there at Cravers.
Well, Coach, I would a lot of people to check us out on Facebook. We're trying to keep up to date with everything that's going on. You know as well as I do, we're kind of in a fluid situation. So things are drastically changing all the time. You got curfews in place, stay in order in place. So, you know, with us trying to be an essential restaurant, we're just trying to keep people serviced and keep people safe and let people know, hey, you know, we're here to offer a curbside pickup. Give us a call and, you know, we'll make that happen.
Zach, what is the number that, and you may not have it right on you, but the Mobile Cravers and also the Daphne Cravers?
Yes, sir. Like you said, we've got the two locations. We've got the one in Daphne on 181 and 64. That number is 625-1990. And then our Mobile location is 378-5175. And that's Leroy Stevens and Cottage Hill.
Right. And you're going to be playing some music on your website, aren't you?
We have. We've tried doing, like, just try to spread a little cheer, Coach. We're trying to do a happy hour, music hour, once a day that we're open, which is our business hours are Tuesday through Saturday. We're open from 10:30 to 9, and Sundays we're open from 10:30 to 3. So we're trying to bring in some of these local acts because we know those guys have been devastated with everything that's going on. They've lost a lot of gigs. They've lost, you know, their livelihood to bring in money. So we're just trying to help them out. We're trying to give them some exposure, trying to bring them in, go live from our Facebook pages so we can get a bunch of eyes on them and hopefully get those guys some virtual tips and also take care of them in-house as well.
Zach, thank you so much, and we so much appreciate Cravers. They've been on board with us from the day Cravers was opened, and they're family to us here at PSR. And, if you're looking for great seafood, you don't ever have to look any longer, because I'm telling you, Cravers has got the freshest and the finest seafood you'll ever put in your mouth.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate that. Thank you for keeping us in mind and letting us get the word out and letting everybody know, hey, we're still open for business. We want to support our community, and we want to help everyone we can. So thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate you a bunch, Zach. We'll be talking to you soon.
You know, I love is there's that grilled shrimp salad. Holy cow. That is some kind of good. Now, I'm not, with a little blue cheese dressing or ranch dressing, whichever your favorite is, that is one heck of a salad.
I love everything at Craver's, and I know my mom, Sarah Lynn Andrews, is listening, and, you know, she really loves Craver's a lot, too, and we go out and have had an opportunity to just fellowship there, and again, if you get that curbside service, you won't be disappointed with the taste or the temperature. It's just as good getting it to go, but again, support our sponsors, and we thank them so much for supporting the Prep Sports Report.
Yeah, one of these days, I'm gonna call Margo, and I'm going to get me some of that Brunswick stew.
Oh boy.
And I'm taking it home, make my whole family happy.
I'm telling you.
And I should have thought about that yesterday.
Yeah.
And called in and got an order ready for this morning. I could have picked it up on the way home today and we would have had a heck of a lunch.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, as it gets warmer, they stop doing that. Now, that and the chili, I'm going to tell you right now, their Brunswick stew and their chili.
I can eat Brunswick stew year-round.
I can, too.
110 degrees outside, doesn't matter.
If you give me a little crackling cornbread with it, boy.
Hush your mouth.
I'm telling you.
Hush your mouth.
You know, I do want to highlight one of our Mississippi kids. I'm so excited about this young man. His name is Larson Foyle. Larson is a sophomore over at Gauchet High School, and he was voted the best all-around Gator, the class favorite, and the teacher's pet for his sophomore year. You're talking about a fine young man. Larson Foyle is a little slot receiver, and he's that guy that goes across the middle, does everything, and boy, he's got great hands, and he works at quarterback country here sometimes, and he's just does a great job. And I wanted to highlight him this morning because Larson has really had a great sophomore year, and we're looking for great things for Larson Foyle as he goes into his junior year over at Gauchet High School in Gauchet, Mississippi. We'll be back with more PSR and Radio Alabama right here on Prep Sports Report.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
This is the day of the expanding man. That shape is my shame, there where I used to stand.
All right, Andrew Zau, I'm going to call you out. New head football coach at Sylacauga High School. That is none other than Steely Dan. And that needs to be a focal point in that locker room at Sylacauga High School. Steely Dan and Bob Skaggs every day. We're going to challenge old Andrew Zau now.
Pre-game warm-up.
Yeah, he's part of family now. Yep. He's at SHS and... Boy, Corey, we got him now. We got Zau now. I can tell you right now, we got Andrew Zau. And you guys in Sylacauga, y'all let him know that the PSR team is all over Zau about his music in the locker room.
Should we tell him to go have breakfast with Blackman?
I'm telling you, John Blackman's got to have breakfast with Zau. That's just got to be. And Michael Brannon will pay for that.
That's exactly right.
Michael Brannon will pay for John Blackman and Andrew Zau to have breakfast
and listen to Steely Dan while they're eating.
Steely Dan and Bob Skaggs. No doubt about it. And Michael Brannon will pay for that. So we'll make sure that happens. Hey, you know a guy that we love around here is John Garcia Jr. And for so long, he was climbing the ladder, Corey, because he was doing, I mean, tons and tons of work. And he's been rewarded. I'm telling you now, he's an ESPN guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, I'm sorry. But I was thinking ESPN and John Blackman and Andrews Hound.
You got ESPN.
There you go. Yeah. But we're so proud of John Garcia Jr. because he does an amazing job. Corey and I were coming back from the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game, and Garcia and LeBounty are, they're going at it about recruiting and the players in the game, and John was all over it. I mean, Corey tried to say something, and John had him. He had him. It's kind of like checkmate on a chessboard. But John, good morning, and welcome to PSR. Rick Cleveland, Mark Laster, about 80 years of coaching experience on the high school level, and Corey LeBounty, probably the best basketball resource and probably our best recruiting resource in football here at PSR. Good to have you on this morning, pal.
Always good to be on with you guys. Thank you for the kind words. Much too kind for me. I appreciate it.
You got it, John. I mean, it's a busy time of year regularly without this pandemic going on. But the biggest question I have is, you know, you go around and you watch recruits all across the country, and now this pandemic has changed the dynamics of recruiting, the visibility for college coaches to go out and see the high school student athlete. Let our listeners know how this has changed as you talk to the student athletes as well as some college coaches, how this has changed the dynamics of recruiting now.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunately changed everything. This time of year, like you said, is really all about the next wave. It's all about either elite prospects validating that standing or the other prospects challenging for that status and improving their own stock. And there's so many off-season events tailored to that, whether it's a camp, a combine, playing other sports, track, basketball, etc. And the college coaches, of course, would be able to go and experience that in person, which is really sort of, there's no substitute for that. The in-person evaluation in recruiting is still king, whether it's a Friday night game, whether it's an event, another sport, what have you. That's where every college coach wants to begin their evaluation on a prospect. So basically, all of that is wiped out all in one shot, in addition to the prospects being able to take visits to these schools. So it's really just in every single way recruiting is all but halted at this point because of the coronavirus. So it's causing a lot of kids to sort of reshuffle the deck, take a step back and truly look at the prospects or the schools, I should say, that are interested in them without thinking, hey, I can go get scholarship offer XYZ with my performance. So it's really sort of you put a big damper on the recruiting process.
There is now a December signing period. I call it the early signing period. And, of course, we have the traditional February signing period. Talk about how that may affect the December signing period now versus going with the traditional, pushing it all the way back to February.
Yeah, I think this is where we'll see, you know, the most tangible impact of all of this. You know, typically 75%+ of prospects go ahead and sign during that December signing period, the early signing period, as you call it. Now I think that's going to change. I think this will be the first year where you see that number closer to 50, maybe 60%, because of all of this sort of lost time in the recruiting process. You're not going to be able to make that decision in terms of taking every visit, sitting down with your family and saying, okay, this is the school I want to go to. There's just not as much time for things like that. So I actually think that you're going to see kids push more towards that February traditional signing period than we have seen in the last 5 years or so, because, you know, you can't go to campus, period. And the further this thing extends, if it gets into the summer and you can't go to college camps, typically June and July when those go down, if that stuff gets affected by recruiting, I think you see closer to 50% of kids hold off until February, because there's just not that much time to sort of change your status as a recruit other than, you know, your actual season. So it gets really complicated. And I think if the college camps get eliminated, I think that's sort of the line as a recruit to where you start to not panic, but you really see this thing affecting more than we could have thought.
the NCAA extending its dead period till May 31st, meaning they cannot have contact with the student athletes. And I think that's an interesting dynamic as well that changes things. But the big dogs are not going to suffer. The Alabamas, the Auburns, the Power Fives. I'm looking at the smaller schools and the young people who have an opportunity to catch the eyes of the big Power Five schools or the schools who come on campus for their spring games, and they may see somebody else that they can refer to, a friend or a buddy down that pipeline. That opportunity has been taken away, John. What kind of advice would you give to the student athlete, the recruitable student athlete who may be a freshman, sophomore, junior, or rising senior? What advice would you give as Sports Illustrated's lead evaluator?
I would say, clean up all the social media accounts. Make them extremely clear as to who you are. Have your class, your bio, your highlight film all linked right there under your name. And in terms of the content, I would say, hey, go ahead and focus on getting creative with the workouts. Because if you're talking about playing college football on scholarship, you presumably are already working out every day, trying to get creative based on your high school team, based on what you have available at your house or in your area. Start documenting some of those things on video because any little thing can catch somebody's attention and make them click that highlight tape. So I would say, keep pushing, don't stop, but maybe promote yourself a little bit more, because technology is really all we have right now in terms of communication, recruiting, evaluation, anything. I mean, we're watching last year's high school tape and looking on social media to see if there's anything new that maybe we can see to identify whether it's, a physical composition, body composition, athleticism. Maybe if you're a football player who hadn't played another sport, maybe you go to a local gym that's open or a park, maybe, of course, adhering to the social distancing requirements. And maybe you play a little basketball, you show off some dunks, your athleticism, something like that. If you're a big lineman, put some heavy weights on there, get that on video, just any little thing you can do to catch someone's attention enough to make them say, oh, well, this kid looks pretty good. Put that out now more than you ever have.
John Garcia Jr., the director of recruiting for SI Now, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule this morning for joining us on the Prep Sports Report. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you, not only about football, but recruiting. And thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, John. I'm going to tell you, the guy's good.
No doubt.
The guy is really, really, really good.
And it's in unprecedented times, as we've said before, and that is a whole different game that deal is right now, because, like he mentioned, camps, all these things they go to in the summertime where they just run, they get time, they get this, they do that, those are out. There's no more of those right now. So all that's in limbo. There was a lot of stuff, and I think John gave us some great tips. Gave the kids great tips, and us coaches, how we can help our kids. Things that they can do about getting creative in their work program and workouts to get ready for the fall season in whatever manner that may be.
I don't know how to follow that. It's too good. We'll be back with more PSR right here on Radio Alabama.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network. It's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago.
Okay. I wanted Cecil, Chris, and Bear to hear that.
He knows that song.
I wanted Cecil to hear Michael McDonald there. I really did. That's pretty good stuff. They both have those gray beards, and they're such handsome, dynamic young men. So Cecil, Chris, and Bear, and Michael McDonald, they kind of, to me, they go together. I do want to mention this. Went by Green and Phillips yesterday. Didn't get to see my buddy David or my buddy Will, but I did get to see the manager there at the office. And I'm going to tell you right now, Green and Phillips is working day and night, taking care of their clients. And you get a chance, give my buddies Will and David a call there at Green and Phillips. They are working tirelessly to do everything they can to take care of all of their clients during this very tough time. I tell you, another guy that's working mighty hard to take care of his people during a tough time is Cecil Christenberry. And he's been a friend of mine for 30-something years, and a guy that I love dearly. He's a Christ-centered man, and boy, I'm telling you, we share so many. We've sat in that little office and had some pretty good conversations, yes. Mark. I can tell you that. But Cecil is on board with us. He's part of our team here at PSR and such a valuable member of our team. And he's such a valuable part of the Fairhope community. Served on their city council for a long time, serves on the city board of on the Daphne Baldwin County Board of Education. And he's plugged in to just about everything going on in that community. And we so much appreciate Cecil. And I can tell you this. He outkicked his coverage when he married that young lady. I can tell you that.
She is Linda is unbelievable.
An amazing lady. Amazing. Yep, she sure is. And but Cecil, good morning and welcome to PSR.
Good morning, guys. Man, you got it going on over there, and you embarrassed me with all that. I didn't realize. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, and I got to totally agree about the kicking the coverage, man. I'm thankful We're coming up on 44 years, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to the good Lord for putting Linda in my life so many years ago, and she still puts up with me. We work together every day, guys, and we still have things to talk about when we get home. That's pretty good, right?
That ain't bad for an old boy from Chickasaw, I can tell you
Come on. Tell it all, brother. How y'all doing?
Doing great, but we just wanted to give you a minute to kind of tell everybody what you're doing with your business. I know things are changing and going on, but tell us how y'all are doing things, when you're open, and what you can do for folks when they come by.
Man, we're in uncharted territory, as we all know at this time, and happy Holy Week, Lord. I put all my faith and trust in our Savior Jesus Christ, and these are different times, and we're adapting, and I'm actually excited. I'm sorry that this thing has happened to us, but, you know, I'm going to be an optimist. I'm going to look on the bright side. Things are different than they've ever been in our young lives, anyway. We're taking more orders over the telephone than I ever thought we would. People are panicked, many of them, and bless them. They'll pull around, don't even have to get out of the car. We'll take the order and take the credit card on the phone. We're trying to do anything we possibly can to follow the guidelines. You know, the 6-foot social distancing and whatever. But let me say this to you guys. We have been, and I'm thankful, very grateful, we have been slammed. There are more gardens planted in Baldwin County this year than in the history of mankind. There's going to be some of the most beautiful yards you've ever seen because people need the mental health, I think, of beautiful flowers. We consider ourselves an essential business. Because we feed, do y'all know how many chickens and hogs and horses and dogs and cats we feed out of this place? And I got to say this, Mark, my key guy is your youngest born son. I am so proud of Brian. He is, you and your bride have done such an outstanding job on that. You know, I know your other two guys are great, but Brian's a special person.
You're right about that, Cecil, I can tell you. And I don't want to tell you. But I wish you could see my boy right now. You brought tears to this man's face. You know, when we talk about our children, how special that is. And this is that hit home with this old fella.
Well, and it needs to, because I'm so grateful for him every day. And Brian, he's always smiling. And it's like, it reminds me of hitting football. You know, when they put more on you than you think you can bear, and I know the Lord will never do that. But sometimes we almost do that with Brian. He never mutters. He never complains. He bows up and does it. And I am grateful. Linda and I and our whole staff, we're so grateful about that. But
Thank you, man,
things are different. Things are different. This too shall pass. And here we go into Holy Week. Holy Week. And I hope it's the most special Holy Week that we've ever known because of the circumstances that we really have no control over. But let's just bow up and get it done, guys.
Hey, Cecil, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you at that old-time feed in Fairhope.
Man, we're at 19580 Greeno Road. That's a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, right between O'Reilly's and Fairhope Tire. 928-1156. My cell is 510-0493. Never mind that. People are texting orders in. It's just, guys, it's wonderful, man. We're blessed. And everybody be safe. Everybody keep their distance. Everybody keep their sense about them. And we're going to be fine.
That's right, buddy. God bless you, Cecil. Thank you for being a part of this show and part of my family's life. I appreciate you, pal.
Well, right back at you guys. I appreciate what you do. I listen to you 52 days a year every chance I get. I love what you do and the positive attitude, and you give the glory to the right spot, Lord. Thank you all for that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, right. Cecil. Love you, pal.
Right back at you, man. See y'all.
Bye. Take care. All right, now let's go real quick
to
Amy Cockrell. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, girl? Everything going okay at your house?
Yes, everything's fine over here. And as all of your guests seem to be on the same theme today, we're all in uncharted territory right now, aren't we?
Absolutely are. And we wanted to give you a chance to kind of tell us anything you want to about what you guys are doing, anything meaningful that has happened since the last time we talked, or anything you just want to share with us about Heart for Athletes, because it is such a big, big part of this show. And right now, our hearts go out to our athletes all over this country. And so anything you want to share with us, Amy, you go right ahead.
Thank you very much. As a nonprofit, you can imagine how we're all affected. We can't do screening events right now, or fundraising efforts have kind of come to a halt. But I just want to reassure everybody that our mission and our passion have not changed, and we'll be back hopefully soon. And also, I want to say we have a unique perspective on all this, because the volunteers that make all of our screening events possible, they're the ones on the front lines right now, because we rely on the nurses and the first responders and the physicians in our community to make, like I said, our screenings possible. So we just appreciate everything that they're doing to keep our community safe right now.
You know, I didn't think about that. You know, about how the how all those people who do all these screenings that come to our schools, they are the people on the front line, and they need our prayers and anything we can give them and do for them right now. That's a huge point. I didn't even think about that, Amy, when I first talked to you about this last night a little bit. But thank you for bringing that out. Anything else going on that's just something that's taken place since the last time we talked?
No, again, we've just kind of put everything on hold right now, but we will be back bigger and better than ever, and we look forward to serving our community again in the near future.
How can everybody find you?
HeartForAthletes.org and on Facebook and under the same name, Heart for Athletes.
Amy, thank you.
Hold on, Mark. Amy, I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
The law firm at Green & Phillips wants to talk to you about
defibrillators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you give the office manager a call, because he doesn't have your number? His name is Tremaine Martin, and I'm going to give you the number right now.
Okay.
I'm looking it up, so just be patient with me. But they need defibrillators right now. And I want you to get involved with that. And it's Tremaine Martin, and he is at Green & Phillips. And let me see.
251.
There you go.
478-1115. 251-478-1115.
If you will
okay,
call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
and if for anybody who wants to contact me, I actually have placed an order for a few defibrillators this last week, so that is something we're still doing in the community. And if anybody wants to contact me, my number is 251-510-7263, but I will certainly give Mr. Martin a call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
It, Amy. Take care.
Thank
be
you.
Safe,
bye-bye.
Girl.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back with more PSR on Radio Alabama.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
I remember the 35 sweet goodbyes when you put me on the Wolverine of Duane and Dare.
As for Andrew Zapp, I hope Lee Perryman, my dear friend Lee Perryman and Michael Brannan, right there at WYEA in Sylacauga, will make sure that Andrew Zao knows that now that he is a Sylacauga High School guy, He better have Bob Skaggs and Steely Dan playing in that locker room. We're going to keep a check on that. You know, it's kind of reunion day here, especially for Mark Lassiter. Mark Lassiter coached Jay Barker when Jay was a little bitty seventh grader at Hewitt Trustful Junior High School. And now, of course, Jay has gone on and has done just had a great high school and college career at the University of Alabama, and one of the finest men you'll ever know. I'll tell you that. One of the finest gentlemen that you will ever know, a Christ-centered gentleman who has really he touches my heart every time I read or hear something from Jay Barker. I know one of the things in life that he's most proud of is his daughter, Sarah Ashley. She just led her team to a state championship there at Spain Park High School in Birmingham. She is a signee with the University of Georgia basketball team. And what an amazing young lady she is. And it is a pleasure and a blessing for us here at Prep Sports Report to have Sarah Ashley Barker, the most valuable player, by the way, in the 7A star, was it 6A? Is it 6 or
7A?
7A, that's right. 7A state basketball tournament. And I can tell you this, being most valuable player is not something that is high on her list because she is a team player, also a Christ-centered young lady as well. Welcome to Prep Sports Report, Sarah Ashley Parker, and we are honored to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all having me on this morning.
Sarah Ashley, have had an opportunity to kind of watch your basketball career grow and flourish in your time at Spain Park High School. And I know you're a graduate in the class of 2020. We'll be taking your talents to Georgia next year to play for Joni Taylor. But talk to us about your journey at Spain Park and what it meant to you to win two state championships in your time while being a Lady Jaguar.
Yes, sir. You know, I think that anybody growing up in life and they play sports and they're going into high school that you just want to at least win one. And, you know, I'm just blessed that I got to win two and go out as a state champion and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I look back on my journey and I just can't thank God enough for him putting the people in my life, Coach Chase, my trainer, Sarah, you know, just everybody that's impacted my life to help me get to this point and to be the player that I am today. You know, it's been a journey. There's been some hard times. There's been some great times. And, you know, I'm just thankful through it all.
You're talking about those tough times, Sarah Ashley. Those tough times would be injuries. I think you had a torn ACL possibly or a knee injury.
It was not a torn ACL. So that's what everybody thinks just because I had a pink knee brace.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So when I was in eighth grade, I had this thing called osteochondritis discus. And so that is at the end of your femur bone, the weight-bearing bone, that bone was dying. And so I wasn't getting a blood supply going in that bone, and it started dying. My knee started to give out and that kind of stuff. I went to the doctor. They told me what I had. You know, I had an option. I had an option to do a surgery that was a 50% chance, and I had an option to do a surgery that was a 95% chance. Well, the 50% chance of surgery, that was a 30-minute surgery compared to a 4.5-hour surgery.
Wow.
And so, you know, we came together with my doctor. My mom and my doctor decided that, you know, we were going to go with the 30-minute surgery just because of how young I was and that we could, you know, take a chance on this and that if the surgery was going to work, it was going to work. And then if it wasn't, that it was all part of God's plan. And so when I... After the first surgery, I think that surgery was in October. I found out 3 months later that it did not work. And, you know, hearing that news that it didn't work, you know, just looking at my mom and stuff like that when my doctor told me, like, you know, it definitely hit and it definitely was kind of like, you know, why is this happening to me? Why, like, what did I do? Like, you know, I just want to play basketball and that kind of stuff. But then at the same time, I truly believe that, you know, that in that moment, that is when I truly started to understand how important faith is through the hard times and how important that, you know, putting your faith in God and putting your trust in him that, you know, he's doing this for a reason and that later on you'll understand. And I truly believe that I understand, you know, what he was doing in my life, that he wanted me to become closer with him and that, you know, you can't take stuff for granted. And I have truly an amazing more appreciation for the game of basketball just because it did get taken away from me at that point. And, I mean, there were times, you know, in my second surgery, they went in and they actually had to cut the bone out and put a cadaver bone in, which is a dead person's bone, if people don't know what that is.
and a lot of don't.
And so, that surgery was very difficult. My mom had to, pick me up from the bed and pick me up and take me to the bathroom and carry me in the shower for 6 weeks. And that's something that, most people don't have to go through. But at the same time, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I would want to go back and do that same thing over again, just because my faith with God is stronger than it ever will be because of that. And I just can't be thankful that, he put me in a situation that I could overcome it. And now that I look back and I think, this is why he wanted me to understand, sometimes there's things greater than basketball, and especially with him and his relationship. And so, I got fully healed, and now I'm just blessed that I got to win two state championships. I'm getting to go play D1 basketball that not many people can say in the SEC, and I'm just truly blessed.
Yes, you are, Sarah Ashley. And just last night, you were named the 2020 Miss Basketball in the entire state of Alabama. And that's just another well-deserved award for you this senior year that you have. You're the Gatorade State Player of the Year, the Max Prep State Player of the Year, the AL.com Player of the Year, and the AL.com Birmingham Region Player of the Year. And all these accolades that you've won have been done in your senior season. And I want to touch on you being able to complete your senior season, but all your classmates in the class of 2020, especially the girls softball team who got off to a strong start, not being able to finish their season, and what encouraging words have you been able to share with your peers also?
Yes, sir. I have probably four of my best friends are on that softball team. At the beginning of the year, I got together with two of them, and we all talked about how, we were both going to win state championships and that we want to do this for our teams and that kind of stuff. And, I got to finish it out, and I'm thankful for that. But, it hurts my heart that they had to, their senior season, that we have to go through something like this and that they don't get to finish it out. But, the first thing that I said to them was, you got to trust God's plan. There's a reason for this. We may not understand why, but you have to keep your faith with God, because that's the most important thing, and that's the most important thing we can do in life right now is just understand that God's got us, and he's in control.
No question about that. You have an opportunity a lot of people don't know. You have a twin brother, Harrison.
I do.
And that makes you a competitor. When you come out and you are a twin, you guys are always fighting, even though you're the girl, he's the guy. It's just a competitive spirit. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. First of all, can you beat Harrison in one-on-one?
This is the crazy thing. The first time that I've beaten Harrison in a one-on-one was actually – I think it was about last year in the summer. And we hadn't played in a while, just because during my eighth grade year, I had knee surgery. And then we just decided not to play each other. Our basketball goal broke in the driveway because, we dunked on it all the time, broke it, that kind of stuff. And so we kind of took a break from playing each other. Well, then we played each other. He was like, wow. He was like, I did not realize how much better you truly got. And I just started laughing. And so we joke about that, but playing him all the way growing up, I was on a boys team with him from when I started playing basketball up until sixth grade. And so, that's how I get my fiery and grit and that kind of stuff. And toughness is from playing with boys all my life and playing with him.
You averaged 23.3 points per game, 10.9 rebounds per game, and 2.7 assists this season for head coach Mike Chase. And we have about 2 minutes left before we go to our commercial break and extend you into our face segment. Talk to us about what it meant to play for Coach Chase and the role that he's played in you developing you as a basketball player.
Yes, sir. I met Coach Chase when I was in sixth grade, and he came up to me and told me that I could be one of the best basketball players, in the state by the end of my time at Spain Park. And I kind of looked at him and I was kind of shocked, what are you talking about? And, he had believed in me first. And, ever since then, we've had a great relationship, and just having a coach that you can trust and have such a great relationship, he's like a second father to me, and I can go to him about anything, and just, he pushes me to become better every day. And just because I've won all these accolades and, in everything. I won a state championship game. I mean, he's like, you can do more. You can improve better. And just having a coach who isn't just, like, okay with what you've accomplished, I think that goes a long way because, you know, he's pushing me more and more every day, and that's something that I'm truly blessed with.
No question about it. We have about 30 seconds before we go to this commercial break. And going into the next segment, which is our faith segment, I want to talk to you about the faith that led you to commit to the University of Georgia. I know your dad, Jay Barker, gave you the opportunity, hey, make your own decision, blaze your own path, even though he's a historic national championship quarterback at the University of Alabama. I know that there, you know, outside pressures, you grew up your whole life knowing about the University of Alabama. But in the next Camp Grace segment, I want you to talk about not only bouncing back from the injuries that you sustained, but your faith that led you to making your own decision in committing to Joni Taylor and the Georgia Bulldogs staff. And that's something I know we're really looking forward to talking to you about here in this next segment and expanding it about. And also, I mean, we can't have enough time here to talk to all the things we want to discuss with you as far as your career, your Spain Park career, your AAU career. But we are going to touch on some of those segments coming up next here on the Prep Sports Report. And again, from the Prep Sports Report, as we go to break, want to say congratulations for being named 2020 Miss Basketball and look forward to the next segment.
All right, we'll be back with Sarah Ashley Barker right after this on PSR and Radio Alabama, and you do not want to miss the next segment with Sarah Ashley as she talks about her faith.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Sarah Ashley Barker joining us on the Camp Grace segment. And Sarah, relationships are very important to you as you come up in a tight-knit family, having a twin brother and Jay Barker being your father. But talk to us about the faith that you had to have in making the decision to commit to Joni Taylor and the University of Georgia Lady Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. You know, I think looking back on my recruiting process and that kind of stuff, you know, I did get hurt when I was in eighth grade, like I said before, and you know, going through that a year later after I, you know, had my second knee surgery, a year later I started picking up D1 offers. And I think that kind of hit me and I was like, wow, you know, I just went through such a hard time in my life a year ago. And now it's like one of the best times of my life being able to thinking about going to play college basketball and that opportunity actually coming true with schools coming to look at me and wanting me to come play for them and that kind of stuff. And looking back on it, I gave every school an equal opportunity to, you know, sell me on the job as relationship-wise, what their school had to offer, how their coaches were together, that kind of stuff. And, you know, the first time I met Coach Joni Taylor, she impressed me, you know, right away. And, you know, I knew that relationships were important to her and relationships were important to me, and so that obviously stuck out to me. And, you know, she played at the University of Alabama, and I have, you know, background with the University of Alabama with my brothers there, my dad, my mom went there and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we connected on that level. And, you know, ever since then, we kept building our relationship. And I knew that I had to find the school and the coaches that were going to be based off, you know, having a relationship with God and having a relationship with their players past when they were there, like, you know, after college and that kind of stuff. And just Coach Jenny, she truly showed me that, that she was the coach that, you know, I needed to play for and that could make me a better person, a better believer in Christ and a better all-around basketball player. And I think that was the most important thing to me. And we always had the best relationship when I was going through the recruiting process. And it always stuck out to me. And I think that if a school like that sticks out to you so much and a coach sticks out to you so much, God doesn't just place them in your life for no reason. He placed Coach Joni Taylor in my life to coach me and, you know, just go on that journey with her for the next 4 years.
Sarah, I have an opportunity. I've known Joni Taylor from our time at Alabama together, and she's a very close and dear friend of mine as well as Coach Robert Mosley, who's from here in Mobile, Alabama, and his mother and grandmother attended church with my mom here at University Church of Christ, or excuse me, Azalea City Church of Christ. But with that being said, you know, one of the things that I always commend you about is whether, you know, you're such an encourager to your teammates. You fouled out of the state championship game and you were helpless in that situation, but you kept your faith in your teammates. You kept your teammates encouraged, as well as giving honor and glory to God as soon as the press conference started. And talk to us about what your faith means to you and how your faith will continue to carry you forward.
Yes, sir. To me, you know, faith is everything. My relationship with Jesus Christ is the most important thing in my life, and that, you know, anything that I go through with hard times and that kind of stuff, I look to Him, and I keep my faith. And in that moment when I fouled out, you know, I really wanted to, you know, just kind of put my head down and just didn't know what to do. And then something hit me, and I truly believe that it was God telling me, you got to get together for your team, you know. And that's what I did. And I truly believe that God put me in that situation to give me a different perspective of life and things, and that, you know, the way that I thought that I was going to go off that court was not the way that He wanted me to go off that court. And He wanted me to, you know, step in as a leader off the court and be the leader that, you know, the team needed to step up and be that person that I'm not used to being. I'm not used to being on the bench cheering on and supporting my team. And that's something that, you know, I'm thankful for. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I'm glad that that's how I went out, and that, you know, it hit me in a different scenario, and that kind of stuff, just being able to look back on it and that God was truly moving me in that direction of, you know, just a different outcome and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm just blessed that, you know, I have to give all the credit to God, because without God, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be the player I am today. And that's all I can say is that, you know, Jesus is, you know, He paid the price for our sins to allow us to have eternal life. And, you know, that's the greatest victory in life, is unconditional love and that kind of stuff. And I'm just truly blessed.
Yes, you are, Sarah Ashley, a very special student athlete. If you had a message to give not only to the rest of the spring sport athletes in the AHSAA, if you had a message to give to all student athletes and all collegiate athletes across the country who had their sports and athletic endeavors and opportunities taken away from them by this pandemic, what would that be?
I think that I would just say, you know, at first I would probably say I'm sorry for them, and that, you know, my heart hurts for them, and I wish that there was something that I could do to make them feel better, and just tell them that, you know, I love them and that I'm going to support them. And if they need me, that I'm one call away. But in this time, you know, faith is the most important thing. Your faith has to be the strongest thing during this unfortunate time that everyone's going through, and that, you know, it's not just you that's going through it. You know, there's so many people around the world that are going through this problem and not being able to finish out their senior season, spring sports and that kind of stuff, and that, you know, you got to look to God and just understand. You may not understand what's going on, but, you know, God is in control. He's got us, and that there's nothing else better than your faith with God in this crucial time.
Sarah Ashley Barker, 2020 Miss Basketball in the state of Alabama. Just want to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts here on the Prep Sports Report for taking your time out of your busy schedule on a Saturday morning to join us here on the Prep Sports Report. And congratulations on a tremendous high school career. And I know 20 years from now, people will still be talking about all when they watch Sarah Ashley Barker put on that Spain Park uniform and the way she did it. And just want to wish you the best moving forward, not only athletically, but academically as well. And thank you for doing it the right way, Sarah Ashley.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all having me on this show. It's been an honor.
Thank you, Sarah Ashley, and we certainly appreciate you, and good luck and best wishes as a Georgia Bulldog.
Thank y'all so much.
Take care.
That's awesome.
That is good stuff, and I'm going to tell you, we read all the time and we hear all the time about kids that get into trouble and things like that. We don't, you know, that's the great thing about this show. Is for 18 years, we have been a part of building young people up and not being a part of tearing them down. Corey, thank you for that. That's an amazing job to get Sarah Ashley on. And she is she stands tall among her peers.
I mean, I can't wait to see the influence she's going to have when she steps on to Georgia's campus, because she's just you gravitate toward her and you want to see nothing but the best for her.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we hope you will follow the guidelines of COVID-19 and our governor, either in Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, or Louisiana and Georgia. And remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. We'll see you same place, same time next week.